I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United Nations World Refugee Day is observed worldwide on June 20th each year. This year's theme for the World Refugee Day is Real People, Real Needs. Vision Beyond Borders' Abigail Zimmer says for the Karen Christians of Burma, a genocide has gone unnoticed.
We're taking teams over as frequently as we can. We're also sending a 40-foot container of clothes and toys and things for the refugees. And then we just got back from a short-term medical clinic trip where we just went over and treated over 500 patients.
Many Christians face expulsion from camps that are closing. A cup of cold water in Jesus' name goes a long way toward restoring the hope of the gospel. Next, India's church is growing exponentially, but in Assam state, the gospel message is far from prevalent. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi reports.
Assam is the most staunchly Hindu and Muslim region of Northeast India. Only 3.7 are Christian.
A local doctor provided seed money for Bibles for the World to start printing and distributing Bibles to the lost state. But they need more funding to reach the 500,000 families they hope to. And earlier this year, the World Health Organization dubbed Moldova the world leader for alcohol consumption. The average Moldovan consumes three times as much alcohol every year as the average world citizen. Since reports were released, efforts have been made to control the problem, including church sanctions. Slava Gospel Association is asking you to pray for Moldovan churches who are stepping forward to provide alcoholism outreach with a gospel focus. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World to help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, the first step in evangelism. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.